feeling better, thinking straight, clear, back to normal. I don't know what that is, but it's good.
How frustrating is it when you are feeling better, but the doctors say no?
It's annoying. It is, but you know what? I understand it. It's a process, and this is a brutal game, and it is what it is, and sometimes you get hit in the head and things go wrong, and you know, I have kids, and the last thing I want to do is have to have them take care of me at 35. And, you know, it's hard because I want to play and I want to do everything, but at the same time, I got to be a dad at the same time.
How serious are those concerns? Because, you know, when you bring up your kids, that you thought it's a bruise.
You know, I think a lot of it, people kind of, you know, it's an easy way out sometimes, but at the same time, this is a brutal game. And, you know, I'm at a position where you're getting hit constantly in the head, and it's one of those things where I know what's going to happen to me someday, and I'm not worried about that. You know, I signed up for this a long time ago, and I love this game more than anything, so I know what's going to happen, but at the end of the day, if I can try and help myself to be smarter and be better, then I will.
When you look at watching from the outside, what did you see last week with the blocking scheme that kept Sam more upright? He was only sacked twice last week.
I think I saw guys, you know, fighting all day, and they did a great job, and you know, Sam didn't really get hit that much, and for the most part, I thought it was a great job overall.
When you look at what lies ahead for this offense with the change of coordinators, how much can things change to improve things for the line, get the ball out quicker so you guys don't have to battle as long?
Yeah, that can always change, and you know, I think Shermer's got a good idea of where we are and what we want to do, and you know, he's a little bit different than Norv, but you know, I like what he brings to the table, and it should be exciting going forward.
It seems like the team, even though they lost, made strides last week. It seems like things turned around.
Yeah.
And, you know, where it was. What changed, and how confident are you that you can get back to the way you guys were?
I think we're just getting back to who we are, and that's really the bottom line. Is we got to get back to who we are as a team, and you know, tough, physical, grinders. You know, that's what this team's built with, and it's one of those things where we just got to keep going forward. You know, and like you said last week, it kind of was one of those. God, it looked so good at times, but there was times that we shot ourselves in the foot, and those are the things that we got to eliminate, you know, getting penalties and giving up sacks in the red zone to have to punt it, and, you know, stupid things like that. That's easily fixable, and it's one of those things where you start to go up, and then all of a sudden you shoot yourself, and then you're going up again, you shoot yourself. So it's one of those, let's just keep going up. Let's not shoot ourselves.
It's kind of one of those moments where, you know, we're still in first place. I mean, this guy hasn't fallen upon us.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think a lot of that comes from the outside world, which I hope nobody ever reads, but the sky is not falling. We still are in first, and we control our destiny, and you have to go out now and do it. And that's easier said than done, but with these teams coming up, they're going to be tough. But at the same time, this is what football's all about.
With all the screens and short passes, does that play to your agility more than just face up and knocking guys around?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it takes a little bit of a burden off the O-line, too, because if you know, you start throwing screens and then guys start thinking as they're pass rushing, even if they do beat you, is this a screen? You know, and you see sometimes on film guys will stop and turn around and start running, and it's really just a pass, but I think it's a screen because when you start throwing things like that in, they never know what's going on. So it's always a good mix to throw in there, and it kind of messes with the defense a little bit.
How tough was it sitting out this past game since it was service of military game, and you're a big...
Yeah, no, that drove me more nuts than anything, and it was one of those things where, like I said, you know, you got to be smart sometimes, and when you're in protocol, they won't ever let you out unless you're cleared, and the testing was just obnoxious. I mean, God damn. Whoever made that test is a real dick. That's all I'm going to say. All right.
What do you have to do? Like,
I mean, the impact test is just you're sitting in front of a computer for like 30 minutes answering questions, and you think you do good and you don't do good, and I see Sid, and God, I'm nervous now. I'm nervous. Oh, here's the real protocol test. Boone's going to lose it.
Mutual protocol.
Are you trying a new helmet because of the concussion?
So, you know, my wife and my oldest asked me to try a new helmet because they don't want to wheel me around when I'm 35. So I will be trying a new helmet this week and probably from here on out.
And what is the benefit to the new one?
Well, mine, old one, the one that I love, is actually not made anymore. It's actually one of the oldest ones you can wear and probably is the oldest one in the NFL. But I've always worn it, and I've always loved it, and so now I'm going to have to upgrade to this new fancy thing that I'm not excited about.
How long have you had the old one?
Since I could walk. Literally. I love it. I'm going to miss it.
What's the scouting for Washington?
They're a good team. Obviously, 4-3, their record speaks well for them. You know, there's some games that were in there that were very close that obviously count as a loss, but they're a tough team, a tough defense. Their outside rushers are really the guys that get there, and, you know, they're heavy in the middle. So it's one of those things where everybody's going to have to bow up this week. They want to get you in the one-on-one matchups, and if you want to go in there and win, you got to play tough.
Of course.